All right. Well, welcome to this training call where you're going to learn how to invite people to a presentation. So you should have in front of you your the invitation preparation we're going to start with. There's a document here. And then also your how to invite script. So make sure you've printed both of those out. And by the way, my name is Trevor Crane, and I'm going to be leading today's training. We're going to do it short and sweet and awesome so you can get off to a great start inviting people to look at this business. And I also have on the line with us two amazing people, Ray and Elaine Passanante. And I just want to blow them up real quick. We're going to do a little bit of role-playing with each other. But I want to acknowledge them because when we shared the ACN opportunity with them, they saw the vision right away. They're one of the first people in the meeting that said, hey, this is for us. They took some action. And in less than a week, they had two people in their business. They had their top position qualified. And Ray and Elaine actually did something really cool. They decided not just to buy their top position, because they're a married couple, but they also bought a second position underneath that I believe they're 1 point away from getting qualified in also less than a week, or right about a week, 10 days, something like that. So their position to go ETT very quickly, which I'm sure everybody wants to do, and that's actually our goal, by the way, guys, is that we want to help you create hit the ETT position as quickly as humanly possible. So you guys having a mastery of this script is going to be key. So at any rate, I'm just going to keep going. So if you guys have the PDFs, you hopefully should have printed this out so that you have the invitation preparation. It says at the top of the page. And I'm just going to go through this briefly so that you guys are prepared to actually invite people. And you know, in the very center of this page, it has a little target there. It says your goal is to set the appointment as fast as humanly possible. So you want to make sure you do that as quickly as possible. Your call max, these are like really quick calls. They're 1 to 2 minutes because the purpose of this call is not to have a long conversation. It's just to go ahead and invite them to an event. So we're just going to set that appointment actually as the goal. And by the way, if you go over 2 minutes, you want to make sure you watch it. I like to have a timer available, so I'll use a kitchen timer or a stopwatch. And if you go over 2 minutes and the dinger goes off, literally, ladies and gentlemen, I will hang up the phone because that means I got caught up in a conversation with someone, talking too long about whatever. And you can go ahead and if you look at the script here, it says if you do have to hang up, just say, I'm sorry we got disconnected. Because the truth is, you are sorry you got disconnected. You know, you're sorry that you talked too long or they talked too long or whatever. And the truth is, you have another appointment with yourself to make the next phone call because you're trying to make these calls as fast as possible so you can call as many people as possible in the time frame. So the three rules when you're making phone calls is be quick, be excited, and don't say too much. Every single word you say that's not on the script is actually going to cost you money. So you want to make sure you use the script very explicitly. And as you can see, in order to be prepared, you want to have your script. You want to have your list. You've hopefully made a handwritten list or maybe you have a stack of business cards or someone you're going to call, whatever. You want to have that in front of you so as soon as you get done calling Uncle Joe, you get off the phone and you call Aunt Susie, you get off the phone and you call the people you met at last night's networking event, whatever, but you go boom, 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 call as quick as you can. It's also a really good idea to write out your why. Like, what are the three reasons why you're doing this business truly and you're committed to being successful? And then there's a little diagram that I use every time I do this. I write a triangle down and I remind myself that my target while I'm doing this is that I'm giving people a gift. I'm actually looking for people that I can help rather than, you know, sometimes I don't want to make these calls. I don't want to call people. So I got to remind myself to stay focused on one side of the triangle, to remember the language that I'm looking for the people that I can help, like who do you know we can help is a really good part of the script. And then I want to make sure my physiology and my body, the bottom part of this triangle, is totally fun, playful, happy, total confidence and certainty. I don't want to have any uncertainty in this. And if I'm going to make calls, I may as well enjoy it. So this is an important part of getting prepared to make the calls. You also want to have your calendar out in front of you, or wherever you keep your journal, your phone, your laptop, your personal planner, whatever it is, so that you can go ahead and set appointments because they may not be available right when you want them to be. And then I like to have a tracker as well. And I just use a 99-cent notebook that I get over at the Walmart or at Staples or something like that. And then I just write in there. I'll even sometimes tape in the business cards that I have because I don't want to rewrite things. I want to keep it easy. And then the last little thing here, if you look at this list, it says if people start asking you a bunch of questions, remember, you want to stay very brief. Your purpose is to set the appointment, and you don't have a, you can say a phrase like, I don't have a lot of time to get into it, and then get off the phone. Again, if you have to, hang up because you're trying to make as many calls as you can in the time you allot yourself. Let's say you're going to sit down and call for an hour is like a good guess. So anyway, that's page number one. That's your preparation to get ready to make these calls. It's really easy, and I do this every single time I go ahead and start to try to invite. And I set a little, I make a little game with myself, like how many people can I call in an hour? And it's more about how many people can I get through rather than me getting all upset if somebody doesn't come to my meeting that I have planned. So here we go. If you turn to page number two, this is the script. And this is how to invite people. And the first line underneath that says, you are the invitation, not the presentation. And the truth is that these this business is so simple. You're basically doing one of two things. You're either setting appointments or you're keeping appointments. Now, I guess we're also going to try to do the business and we're going to get some services and get some customers and things. But even with that, you're going to set appointments with people and get and then keep the appointment. So that's it. And when you're setting the appointment, you're nothing but the invitation. It's not your job to be the presentation at all. So there's two kind of categories here on the script that we're going to go into. The first category is what to say to friends and family and personal, like a professional to professional. So friends and family, professional to professional. There's only one variation we're going to go over in the script right here. And you guys can take the parts of the script that you like that are appropriate for your friends and family and professionals, and you can use that in sequence, if you like. I mean, I like this sequence a lot, but you may find you mix it up a little bit. You can be creative and move one sentence above the other. But remember the rule we talked about on the last page, that every time you don't use the script or you go off a script and every single word that you make up and is not on the script, I promise you, will cost you money. You'll waste a lot of time, effort, energy. You'll be frustrated, and it's not going to be too fun. If you look down the page, like a paragraph beneath, there's like the second thing. What to say to people you look up to? Now, you notice in red, if you're looking at this in color, it says compliment and opinion. These are the two extra things that we add to the script of compliment and opinion. And the magic in this business, ladies and gentlemen, and Ray and Elaine, Passanante, is that you want to sponsor up. You want to look for people that you look up to. That's where the sponsor up kind of comes from. So there's magic in this one. In fact, the more successful people that you find, the easier it is to actually connect with them, communicate with them, and do this script. Sometimes a friend and family and coworkers and whatnot can be the hardest to actually get into this business or to share it with them. So it's really up to you, but the magic formula is to find the most successful people you can. So we'll focus on that part of the script. And then the rest is going to be, I'll kind of walk you through it. It's going to be set and confirm the appointment, what to do if they say yes, to thank them. And then at the bottom of the page, we're going to talk about what's going to happen if they say no or maybe, or if they ask any questions. And then lastly, it's got on there what you're going to say if you get their voicemail. So again, that's just a brief overview of the page. And let's go ahead and go into the script right now. I'll read it the first time. And actually, you know what? I'm going to stop talking. I want to do some interaction. Ray and Elaine, have you guys decided who's going to role play with me, which one's going to be?
Ray.
Thank you, Ray. So let's do the first example here. And I'm going to treat you, if you notice the first line in the script here, it says, hey, Joe, it's me. So in this case, I'm going to treat you, Joe, as, let's say, a friend or family member. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
So in this case, you're Joe, and we underline the word Joe because you're not really Joe, you're Ray. And me is me, so that's me or my name or me describing myself to someone if I just met them. Or maybe I'm reminding them that we knew each other years ago or whatever it is. I would just change that. So I'm just going to say, ring, ring, Ray, you answer, and why don't you just be, how about you be my Uncle Ray? How about that?
Okay.
Okay, and then just I'm going to read the script to you. I'm going to follow along as close to it as I can, because that's what we actually teach and that's what I do, because it keeps us very easy. And Ray, just answer whatever feels natural for you. Don't make it too easy for me. Don't make it too hard. Just feel like what you would do if you were Uncle Ray to Trevor, okay?
Okay.
All right, so ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Uncle Ray, it's me, Trevor.
Hey, Trevor, how you doing?
I'm great. Are you busy?
No, I got a little time. What's
great.
Going on?
I only have a quick minute. Uncle Ray, can you do me a huge favor?
Sure, what do you need?
Well, what are you doing on Tuesday night at 6 p.m.?
What's it all about?
Well, the reason I'm calling you is that I'm actually is because I could really use your help. I'm working on a new project that I'm really excited about, and there's someone that I want you to meet. He's a very successful person. He's extremely successful entrepreneur. He actually is working on this really big project. I feel honored to be able to work with him, and I'd love for you to meet me at my house Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
Let me just check. Hold on. Yeah, I'm free Tuesday at 6. Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right. Well, then, just to confirm this, I can count on you being there, Uncle Ray, because this is a really big deal for me. If I get Mr. Crane to actually, he's coming to my house and agree to this meeting, my success hinges on this person. So I don't want to lose this opportunity or this relationship with him. So I'm really counting on you being there, Uncle Ray, so I don't look stupid. Can I count on you being there?
You have my word.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll see you there at 6 o'clock is what I have. 6 o'clock. Okay, sir?
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Ray, you did great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And here's what, the truth is maybe Ray might have asked me a question. Like maybe he would have said, as I've role-played with this script many times, sometimes people say, what's it about? Right? And I didn't even get to use my magic line in this because Ray was so easy. And oftentimes your nice Uncle Ray will probably just come over because you asked for the favor. So that's cool. But let's say that Ray said something like, what's it about? So try that on me, Ray. Before you say yes to come over, to ask me a question.
Okay. All right, what's it about?
Well, okay, so here's great. So what's it about? That's the question, right? So, Ray, it's about, and I'm going to reread the sentence that I had just said before. Well, Ray, I'd really appreciate it if you do me a favor. Oh, I'm sorry, hold on, what's it about? Where's the one? It says, like I said, Ray, I could really use your help. I'm working on a new project that I'm excited about, and there's someone I want you to meet. So I'd really appreciate it if you do me the favor, check it out, and then you can let me know who you know that we can help.
Okay. This is not a pyramid, is it?
Okay, great question. So now, guys, this is really great because people are going to ask all kinds of weird questions. Now, I don't know where he got pyramid other than that's probably something Ray's heard in the past, because all I did was ask my Uncle Ray if he'd come over to my house, and I asked him for a favor. So I didn't mention anything about anything, but now he's going to go ahead and tell me that it's a pyramid. I'd say, Uncle Ray, absolutely not. But I'll tell you what, I really appreciate it if you could just do me a favor and come on over at 6. So can I count on you being there? Because my success really hinges on this person. And, I want to make sure I don't look stupid. So can you be there for me, please?
Yeah, I'll be there because I trust you that it's not anything wrong.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, be there.
I'll see you at 6. I got to go. Thanks so much, Ray. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
So, Ray, that was really great. I can imagine somebody redirecting what's it about, what's it about, what's it about. And so we've got some answers on another page of this script that you can go ahead and read some of the what's it about and you can pick. You can talk about the deregulation of energy very briefly. But guys, when I say very briefly, it would be like, well, this is about the deregulation of energy. Or I'd say, have you heard about the deregulation of energy? Or this is about an online utility company. Or this is about you meeting this really successful person. I really want you to meet them on Saturday or whatever the event is. So at any rate, that's what I'm going to say to friends and family, and a professional would go much the same. Elaine, can you hear me? And can I hear your voice? So let's do a little role play with you and I. Let's do the same thing.
Okay.
And Elaine, if you can go ahead and help me with, let's just do the same thing. I'll say ring, ring. And if you can be a little more feisty, don't just say yes right away. Ray was too easy. Let's go ahead and be like a skeptical professional or a coworker. So let's say you and I work together. Does that sound fair?
Okay.
All right. So ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Elaine, this is me. This is Trevor. Are you busy?
Hi, Trevor. No, what's going on?
Well, I only have a quick minute, but could you do me a huge favor, Elaine? Really big, huge favor.
Well, what is it? I'll try to help you if I can.
Okay, thank you. What are you doing, Elaine, on Tuesday at 6 p.m.?
Tuesday? Well, I don't really know yet. What's it all about?
Well, what are you doing on Tuesday? Are you with your family? Are you working? I mean, what are you doing on Tuesday at 6?
Well, I might be going out, but I'm not. The plans haven't been set yet. So if you could tell me a little bit about it, I could see whether, you know, what I'm going to do.
Okay, cool. So I only have a quick minute again, but the reason I'm calling you, Elaine, is that I could really use your help. I'm working on a new project that I'm really excited about, and there's somebody I want you to meet. They're coming from out of town. They are a very successful person. This is someone who knows Donald Trump personally, which is kind of cool because I have never met Donald Trump personally, so that's pretty cool. There's someone who's also been featured on the inside of several like really cool magazines, like Success Magazine for the last 5 years in a row. And I'd really appreciate it, Elaine, if you would do me a favor and cancel whatever else you may have kind of done on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Check this out for me and maybe think about a few people that I might be able to partner with. Does that sound fair?
It sounds interesting. You know, people that you're talking about does sound interesting. You know, yeah, I may come around, but, you know, I'd still like to know what all you guys are into, you know, I mean.
Elaine, I only have a quick minute, and it's really just to get this favor from you. It's really important to me. Again, I just appreciate it if you do me the favor, check it out, and, you know, let me know who you know we can help, or maybe you'd be able to tell me a few people we can partner with. I really have to get off the phone because I've got another appointment. So, Elaine, can you be at my house on Tuesday at 6 o'clock? It's really important to me. I consider it a huge personal favor.
All right, Trevor, I'll be there, but I don't know about bringing anybody or anything else like that until I see what it's all about.
Well, hey, I didn't even ask you to bring anybody, so you better not, because I only have enough Cheetos to go around for you and my couple of other guests, so don't bring anybody. And I guess you could bring your husband, Ray, if you want, but I'll tell you what, I'll see you at 6. I got to go, and I'm going to actually send you a text message with my address, okay?
Okay.
All right, Elaine, I'll see you there. Thank you so much. Oh, last thing, my success really hinges on this person, Elaine, and it's a big deal for me to get them to even come down and agree to give me this meeting. So I really am counting on you being there so that I don't look stupid. If I tell them I'm bringing you, it's really important that I can count on you being there. So I need to know for sure you're coming or it's going to make me look bad. Are you sure you're going to be there for me?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, thanks so much. I got to go. Thanks, Elaine. Bye-bye. All right. So, Elaine, great job of being more feisty. And isn't this funny? People will probably say something like that, like, is this a pyramid scheme and blah, blah, blah. They'll say all kinds of weird stuff. They'll say, I'm not interested in anything you got going on. And here's the cool thing. If you keep using this script, notice I skipped around and I kind of reuse some of this language, and I just repeated it. Like I can answer the question from Elaine, well, this is about a really big project. You know, I don't, you know, let's say that if you look down at the almost the second thing from the bottom, and if they ask questions, I'm going to read this line. Elaine, it'd be impossible for me to explain a huge global business project like this in 2 minutes on the phone. You know, I pulled some strings, and I have a top executive that's heading up the project that's going to meet me at my house at 6 o'clock that's going to explain everything. I just need to know whether or not you're going to be there. Can you be there for me, please, as a personal favor? Check it out for me. Let me know who you know we can help. Would you please do that for me, Elaine?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Oh. So the cool thing is that I use this script all the time, and notice I even modified it a bit. I didn't say, if you look at that line exactly, the one where it says, if they ask questions, it says, it would be impossible to explain a multi-million-dollar global business project. But I'll tell you what, Elaine, that is a mouthful for me. I don't speak like that. So I'm modifying it slightly. I said, yeah, it would be impossible to explain a huge project like this in 2 minutes on the phone. And I'm also being conscious of who I'm speaking with. If this is a coworker, it's probable that a coworker can't even fathom a multi-million-dollar global business project. So I better change this script just a little bit for who I'm talking to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, guys. And then thank you so much for role-playing. You're doing it well. Notice that I followed the arrow on this script from the what to say to friends and family. And to confirm the appointment, I pretty much read that appointment, the polite appointment script, but it's a big deal for me to get someone there. So let's do one more role play real quickly. And this call went a little longer than I had planned, but I think it's been pretty valuable. Let's do one for the people you look up to, because this is where the money is. This is the easy one. And we're going to throw in the compliment and opinion here. So who would like to do it with me, Ray or Elaine?
I'll do it, Trey.
Okay, Ray. So let's just go right into it. Let's do now. Let's say that you are somebody that I truly, truly look up to. Let's say that you're a doctor that I know that I go to, or a lawyer, or somebody that, like, maybe my boss, an ex-boss that I used to work for. So let's say that. Or somebody who is, like, at the top of their industry, somebody that I just, if I could wave a magic wand and have this person in my business, this would be like the superhero, right? So I really, really, really look up to you. There's no way that you would ever come to me for advice, like, you know, at least not based on their relationship so far. So, Ray, you're that guy that I totally look up to, and you tell me, would you rather be a doctor, a lawyer, or let's say, like, just a mentor of mine, somebody I truly, truly look up to, or my boss? Which one?
Maybe your boss.
Okay, so let's say my boss or an ex-boss. So let's say ex-boss, because maybe it's an old boss that I coach. Does that sound good?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you're the ex-boss. So ring, ring.
How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Pesinante. This is Trevor Crane. Are you busy?
No, I've got a few minutes. How you doing, Trevor?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you very much. And I only have a quick minute, but could you do me a huge favor, sir?
Sure. What do you need?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to speak over you. I'm just curious. What are you doing on Tuesday night at 6 p.m.?
Tuesday night at 6? I should just about get home from work. Yeah, I'm not doing anything in particular.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, sir. I'll tell you what. The reason I'm calling you is because I could really use your help. I'm working on a new project that I'm really excited about, and there's someone I want you to meet. And the truth is, you're one of the most intelligent, successful people that I know, and since you're someone that I really respect, I'd appreciate it, sir, if you would do me the favor and check this out for me and just give me your opinion about what this project is and also about the person that you're going to meet.
Okay, sure. Can you tell me anything about it?
Absolutely. This is actually someone that I've only known for about a month. They are super, super successful. I actually saw them speak on stage just a month ago, and they spoke on stage in front of 25,000 people. Her name is actually Jennifer Dowd, and she's one of the most successful women I've ever met. She's like almost as successful as you, maybe even more successful than you are. And I was just really blown away by her. She was on that television show, The Celebrity Apprentice, and she's also been like featured in magazines and stuff. She's just a really successful woman. Like I said, you really reminded me of her. You're the most successful person that I know. And again, I just really appreciate it if you would do me the favor of meeting her and giving me your opinion. Again, we can do that at 6 o'clock on my house at Tuesday night. It would be a huge personal favor to me, sir.
Yeah, sure. You know, actually, I saw her on Celebrity Apprentice, and I'd love to meet her.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. I need to actually find that. I haven't seen that yet as well. I'm kind of embarrassed that I haven't, but I'll tell you what. I'll see you at my house at 6, and would it be, what would you prefer? Would you rather have me give you my address now, or should I email you the address? What would be best for you?
Since you're kind of, sounds like you're kind of in a hurry, why don't you just email it to me, and then I can print that out and take it with me to a map.
Thank you, sir. I will do that right away. Let me just confirm your email address, blah, 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 at blahblahblah.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and last thing, sir, I just want to say thank you so much for your time. And also, my success in this really hinges on Mrs. Dowd's, my relationship with her. So it's real important to me that you, you know, make me look good. And I don't want to look stupid. So if I tell her that you're going to be there, can I count on you being there, sir?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll see you on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye. So, Ray, great job. Go ahead, honey. It's going to take me a couple more minutes. So, Ray, great job. And I don't know if you guys felt it, but it just felt like it's just an easier call. Like, the coolest thing about this, and some of the most successful people in this business have shared this with us, that the easiest people to invite are those people who are the most successful, and primarily because we use this compliment and opinion. Because when you give them that kind of compliment, you're one of the most blankety-blank people that I know, and you input nice things, dedicated, hardworking, caring, you know, whatever it is. And then you tell them how much you respect them, it's almost like kryptonite. They just can't take it. They have to if you're really respectful like that. So it's a totally easy one. And let me just ask you guys real quickly, because give me some of your feedback here. And don't just compliment us and say that it's a great little training, but what are your questions or concerns about this script? Because we're recording this for training purposes. What do you want to say that you haven't said so far? Or what would somebody listening to this be concerned about?
I don't know. I can't think of anything offhand. The only thing I know is from past, times that, like, I would talk to people, they would always have questions and, objections and stuff like that before you can even, get off this quick 2 minute. My problem is I end up starting to talk too much, And you really can't do that. You have to know when to cut it off.
Well, Ray, thank you for that honesty. And here's the cool thing. This is why this script is so powerful. When you cut to the chase, like we're doing in this script, and you start off, I mean, this is a multi-million-dollar script. It starts off with the, hey, it's me, are you busy? Which presupposes that they are busy and so are you. Probably. Even if they're not busy, it's a rare occasion someone's doing nothing and they were thinking about you and couldn't wait for you to call. It happens once in a blue moon. But the truth is they're probably busy. Even if they were watching TV or brushing their teeth or whatever, they're cooking in the background. So the next phrase says, I only have a quick minute, which is vague, I get it, but it's also quick. So it saves us if people start asking too many questions. And then the huge favor also, and we emphasize that. Notice on the one I did with Elaine, I asked for this huge favor. And then notice there's pauses in here. It says wait. There's power in the pause. And then I tried, and then you move forward and we immediately ask for what we want. Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, what are you doing? And notice on one of those examples, I probed a little bit. I'm like, hold on. I'm not just reading the script like a silly, computer. I'm like, hey, Elaine, what are you doing at that time frame? And I got her to admit, well, not much. I'm like, great, I want you to meet me at my house. The reason I'm calling you is I could use your help. I mean, this is a so here's the power of this, Ray and Elaine, and you're not going to know this until you do it and do it and do it and master it. But if you can use this script and very little variation, it's powerful. Because you've just asked for a favor, you've asked for help, you've capitalized that so that it looks like, you remember to emphasize it. And then there's a dot, 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 meaning pause. I really use your help. Pause, pause, pause. I'm working on a new project I'm really excited about. If you don't say that, they could rain on your parade. But if you say, I'm excited about it, they're a lot less likely to rain on your parade. Now, Uncle Ray might not be the nicest guy, who knows, or he may just jump on you and be critical. That's fine. That's his choice. He can't control that. And then, but we're moving on. We're saying, hey, there's somebody that I want you to meet. They're very successful. And then you want to know two or three bullet points about them and that I used. And then you pick this magic line of, I'd really appreciate it if you'd do me a favor. Which I'm reminding them to do them the favor. Check it out. That's the favor. And then all you want from them is to know who they know that you can help. Or maybe they know someone you can partner with. Or if you're doing the people you look up to, you want their opinion. And hey, successful people love to give you their opinion. Then we wrap it up by confirming this appointment. This confirmation of the appointment, by the way, worth millions right here. This is everything. Because the magic, just because people set an appointment does not mean they keep the appointment. And this is magic. You got them to promise. Each time, I think you guys promised to come. Right. I really appreciated that. And then, by the way, here's another thing that could come up. I just want to notice you to notice it on the script. Maybe they're unavailable at that time, and that's entirely predictable. So if that's the case, one of the first things you do here, and look at the script, it says this. If they can't make their first appointment, look at the script. First, you want to ask them to reconsider and change their schedule to meet with you. And one of the reasons why is it's not the information. The reason why you're asking them to change their schedule is because of the successful person that you want them to meet. And in this case, Ray and Elaine, I'll be your successful person for quite some time until we have other people that will help you, until you're that successful person for someone else. But, you know, you want them to meet this person, and they have a very limited availability of time. So it's okay for people to reconsider, hey, I've got Donald Trump coming. Will you change your plan so you get a chance to meet him? This is a very successful person. If they can't change their plans, that's also very predictable. And if they have a birthday party for their daughter or something, they're not coming, you know, and that's okay. So the phrase is, well, what would be best for you? And then we give them an option of one or the other, like this or that. So the first example is, well, would you be available for an hour on Tuesday at 6 or Wednesday at noon? Now, it could be any two things, but, you know, you could say, what would be best for you? Monday or Tuesday is another example. And then you try to lock them down. You know, another thing is, example number two here, when is the soonest we can meet for an hour, or when is the soonest we can meet so I can introduce you? 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and you fill in the blank. And then just as a reminder, like today we gave the examples of having an event in your own living room, bringing some of your friends or the people you trust most. That's going to be the most effective, best invite script for you. You're going to have the greatest result, which is why we teach it. But the truth is that you can go ahead, Ray and Elaine, and I mentioned this to you before, you can introduce someone to me or another expert over the phone. Mm-hmm. And you can set up a phone meeting. You know, maybe someone real successful doesn't want to give you an hour, but maybe they'd be willing to give you 20 minutes. So then you can do a 20-minute invite. And you can do a two-on-one, which is where you are on the phone and you introduce Mr. or Mrs. Successful to Mr. or Mrs., you know, person you look up to. And you would introduce the two of them. And you're there and you're present. Another way, and this is how I met Mrs. Dowd for the first time, is she and I just communicated by email. And I set up a time to meet with her. And, we connected each other one-on-one. And so all that happened was that Jeff Slater, my friend and one of my mentors, said, you know, Trevor, I would like you to meet with Jennifer. And so Jennifer and I had a talk. And Jeff wasn't present. He just introduced us by email. And then we Jennifer and I set up the time to talk. And now we had, I'll consider myself to be successful. So I'll say I was Mr. Successful, and she was she was super successful, and I was Mr. Thinking I was so cool. You know, she's a lot more successful in both business and finances than I have been. Not that I haven't had some tremendous successes, but she's created a passive residual business that has excited all of us. So With that, Ray and Elaine, I would like to end this training. It went on much longer than I thought, but I think it's been a powerful training for someone to learn how to invite and to prepare themselves for, like, some of the objections, questions, or, like, just to prepare themselves to have fun on these calls and move on. One last thing, Ray and Elaine, and anybody listening to this in the future, is that you want to remember you're not the presentation. So when people ask you a whole bunch of questions, you're supposed to get on and off this call in 2 minutes or less. It might go on slightly longer if you're praising someone with compliments, you know, and that's okay. But you want to get off this phone quickly. It's not your job to present the information, you know, especially not at the beginning. And actually, never do you actually present the information to your people. You're always the invitation to your own contacts, never the presentation. Jeff Slater, for example, is a friend of mine that earns multiple gazillions a year, and he is a professional trainer and speaker. The man could have told me, given me a fantastic presentation, but instead he introduced me to someone else, and that person was the person that I had a one-on-one conversation with. Any other questions, Ray and Elaine, before we jump off?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Okay. I'm so sorry, I just dropped a bottle of water. Last thing is, I believe the event that you're going to be inviting for next, and I hear a little bit of feedback, a little bit of echo.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. We can. The event that you're going to be inviting to next is our Super Saturday event, when I highly recommend you use this script and that you invite them not just to the event, but the fact that they're going to meet, you know, me and Robin, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Crane. And we don't do that out of our – we don't try to get you to introduce us as Mr. and Mrs. Crane for our ego. Not at all. Just more of the professionalism of the people that you invite to look forward to meet somebody very successful. You know, if I was to meet Mr. Trump, I would not call him Donald. I wouldn't call, hey, Don, nice to meet you. You know, I mean, I guess I could, but I wouldn't out of respect. And we want to make sure we treat the experts that we introduce in this business with that Mr. or Mrs. Just that one phrase is, you know, a multi-million dollar gift for people as well. If you don't feel comfortable with it, I understand. I didn't really understand the principle of it before either, but just trust us. Use it. It'll work very well for you. And, you know, invite. That's this business. Invite. And we'll see you Saturday.
Okay, very good.
Okay, guys, thanks for your time. You did great on this call. I'm sorry, anything else?
Yeah, I did want to have one question. Should we get the tickets for that in advance, or are they, like, I think they said at the last meeting that they might be sold out, or?
That's a great question. I'll tell you what. I hadn't even thought about it, Ray, but we probably should, in the future, buy our tickets for our Super Saturday events in advance every time. In fact, that's something that I'm going to recommend our whole team does, because then we know it's like a commitment ahead of time that we're going to go to the event. So I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, give us the website to take a look at it and see if we can do it online.
Well, and here's the other good reason for it, Ray, is everything that we do in this business, we want our team to be able to do. And if that's a good habit for us, then think of what a fabulous habit that would be for our team to have. Because the more often that we can get people to the events to get the training that they need and to build their belief and understand the products and the service and the business and how to invite and all this, then the better it's going to be. Our Saturday trainings are one of the most powerful ways that we can educate ourselves and train ourselves in this business. So, great question.
The other thing was that when we asked you earlier, you answered the right question. When we asked you about L.A., we're going, because that would have been, like, if you said, no, I'm not going, then it would have been like, well, Robin and Trevor aren't going, I guess we don't have to go either.
Well, right. So Robin and I bought our tickets to the regional event, and the next one isn't going to be in L.A. we bought those tickets while we were at the first regional event.
Yeah.
Because we made that commitment to be there.
Yeah.
So maybe we're at an international event is what Robin just it was our international event. So we bought it while we were there, committed to not just bringing ourselves, but a whole bunch of new people from our team. So we love the fact that you guys are going to join us there.
Yeah, because I just put in for the 3 or 4 days off from work. So, you know, this is like we'll probably fly out Thursday and, you know, starts Friday and then we'll fly back.
You guys are awesome. Can't wait to see you there with a whole bunch of people on your team as well. And, guys, thank you for this training call today. I'm going to run because it's been a long enough call already. And thank you guys for your time. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, Trevor.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.